Welcome to Ujjayini.com, your daily current affairs companion for UPSC and state PCs preparation. A significant milestone in India's trade relations is about to be achieved, one that marks a major breakthrough in the country's engagement with the Indo-Pacific region. India is all set to sign a free trade agreement with New Zealand, a pact that has been years in the making. This agreement, scheduled to be signed on 27 April 2026 at Bharat Mandapam in New Delhi, represents the formal conclusion of negotiations that began in 2023. The pact aims to double bilateral merchandise trade to $5 billion within 5 years, a significant increase from the current $1.3 billion. But why does this matter? First, let's look at the trade background between India and New Zealand. Historically, bilateral trade between the two nations has been modest, especially when compared to India's larger trading partners. However, the strategic value of New Zealand as an Indo-Pacific democratic partner outweighs the short-term trade volume. What makes this significant is that New Zealand is a Five Eyes Intelligence partner, a Pacific Islands Forum member, and a small but strategically located democratic state in the South Pacific. Now, let us turn to the headline provisions of the FTA. The agreement includes tariff liberalization, where 100% of Indian export tariff lines will get zero-duty access at the point of FTA entry into force. On the other hand, 95% of New Zealand's tariff lines will receive reduced tariffs, with full elimination phased over 10 years for most categories. However, sensitive sectors such as dairy have been retained, with Indian dairy farmers' protection through tariff rate quotas, TRQs, on dairy products, a major New Zealand export. Building on this, the trade targets are ambitious, with a goal of achieving $5 billion in bilateral merchandise trade within 5 years and $20 billion in cumulative bilateral investment over 15 years. Crucially, the agreement also includes a skilled worker visa pathway, allowing up to 5,000 skilled Indian workers per year for an initial 3-year period. This covers IT/ITES, healthcare professionals, engineering, and hospitality skills shortlisted by New Zealand, and includes simplified credential recognition for Indian degrees in approved categories. It is worth pausing here to note that the services and investment chapters of the agreement are also significant. The pact includes cross-border services trade liberalization in IT, education, financial services, and professional services. Investment protection provisions include national treatment, most favored nation, MFN, treatment, and dispute resolution mechanisms, with carve-outs aligned to India's bilateral investment treaty, BIT, model. And here is something that surprises many students: the agreement also includes joint commitments on sustainable trade, including cooperation on critical minerals, an area where New Zealand has emerging deposits. The Indo-Pacific Maritime Cooperation language in the agreement reflects both countries' participation in the Indo-Pacific Oceans Initiative, IPOI. Now, let us turn to why New Zealand matters strategically. India's interest in deeper New Zealand ties spans several areas, including Indo-Pacific architecture, where New Zealand acts as a bridge to the Pacific Island countries where China has expanded influence. The diaspora is also a significant factor, with approximately 250,000 Indian origin residents in New Zealand, including a politically significant Sikh and Gujarati community. New Zealand's emerging rare earth and lithium deposits add to India's overseas critical minerals diversification, alongside Argentina via the Kabil Initiative. The education sector is another area of cooperation, with Indian students being the second largest international cohort in New Zealand universities. The FTA simplifies education, trade, and sports diplomacy, including cricket and rugby ties, serves as soft power infrastructure. But why did the FTA take so long to materialize? India-New Zealand FTA negotiations have struggled for over a decade, with major sticking points including dairy and services. The April 2026 FTA breaks this deadlock through calibrated TRQs on dairy, allowing limited New Zealand dairy access without full market opening, and the structured visa pathway addressing India's services interest. Moving on to India's FTA strategy, the India-New Zealand FTA fits into India's broader second-generation FTA strategy, representing a strategic shift from India's earlier defensive FTA stance post-RCEP withdrawal in 2019 to proactive bilateral engagement with like-minded partners. Despite the FTA's strategic logic, several concerns have been raised. The impact on dairy farmers is a significant concern, even with TRQs, as any New Zealand dairy access worries the Indian dairy lobby, which has benefited from initiatives like Operation Flood and the Amul cooperative model. The trade balance is another area of concern, as the current trade is roughly balanced, and the FTA could widen India's deficit if New Zealand exports grow faster than Indian exports. Rules of origin are also a concern, as there are worries that New Zealand might re-export Chinese goods through preferential origin claims. Investment dispute settlement is another area of concern, as India's BIT model excludes investor-state dispute settlement, ISDS, for many issues, potentially limiting investor confidence. Now, let us look at the way forward. Successful FTA implementation will require customs administration, including single window clearance and rules of origin verification for low volume but high value bilateral trade. The visa system needs to be operationalized with a bilateral mechanism for credential recognition, employer sponsorship verification, and worker rights protection. Sectoral capability building is also crucial, with targeted support for Indian sectors that face competition, such as dairy and lamb, and those with growth potential, like IT, pharma, and agri-processing. The Joint Trade Committee needs to be activated, with an annual review mechanism to address bottlenecks and expand cooperation. Now, let us lock in the key facts and numbers for your revision. The India-New Zealand FTA aims to double bilateral merchandise trade to $5 billion within 5 years. Remember this number, $5 billion. The agreement includes a skilled worker visa pathway, allowing up to 5,000 skilled Indian workers per year for an initial 3-year period. Note this carefully, 5,000 skilled workers per year. The pact also includes cooperation on critical minerals, with New Zealand having emerging rare earth and lithium deposits. Now, how does this connect to your UPSC preparation? This FTA is a significant development in India's trade relations, and understanding its provisions and implications is crucial for your exams. The agreement reflects India's strategic shift towards proactive bilateral engagement with like-minded partners and its potential impact on various sectors, including dairy, IT, and education, makes it a vital topic for your preparation. In conclusion, the India-New Zealand FTA represents a significant milestone in India's trade relations, with far-reaching implications for the country's strategic position in the Indo-Pacific region. As India continues to engage with like-minded partners, understanding the complexities of trade agreements and their impact on various sectors will be crucial for the country's development and growth.